It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Welcome to the show, which is all about the warm, crackly sound of vinyl. This is Jonathan Charles. We are sitting here in the studio, surrounded by 7 and 12-inch records. It's our special monthly quiz edition. So, what's the link between our first two singles?
Hey, at a flash hotel, He got a real good job and sure ties nights. But I remember a time when she would never even look at him twice. But I can see her now drinking with the boys, breaking their hearts like they were toys. She used to do the pony, she used to do the stroll roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I still remember when she used to want to make a lot of noise, hopping and bobbing with the street corner boys. She used to love to party, she used to love to go-go. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. Hey!
Rock and roll start to the show, and over the next hour it's our special monthly quiz edition of the Vinyl Countdown. We heard Nick Lowe's 1979 hit Cruel to Be Kind, a top 20 success in Britain and America, and then Dave Edmunds with I Knew the Bride When She Used to Rock and Roll, which first came out in 1977. So our first point up for grabs today: what is the link between them? What is it? Well, the answer is that Nick Lowe wrote the Dave Edmunds song. They also play together in a band called Rockpile. For a bonus point, what album did Nick Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind come from? Here's a clue. It wasn't the wonderfully named Jesus of Cool, but the answer is the equally wonderful Labour of Lust. Give yourself a pat on the back if you picked up both points. Well, in an interview in the late 1970s, Nick Lowe talked about why he made music.
No social use in it as far as I'm concerned. I just do it because I'd rather make music than I would work in a factory. And I can do it. It's not... I don't think I've got any special talent. I know how to play three or four chords and on the guitar, you know, and I can write songs and things, so I'd rather do it than work in a factory.
And after all that frenetic music, how about something a bit more gentle? And the question is, singing with which group first got this singer noticed?
Over in by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Seems I hear your voice calling, all right. A rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia. I believe that it's raining all over the world. I feel that it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of the train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. That it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. My sweater, take out your letters, sometime. Late at night when it's hard to rest, I hold your pictures to my breast, and I feel fine, fine. That it's raining all over the world. Lord, I feel like it's raining all over the world.
Certainly sing. Randy Crawford with Rainy Night in Georgia. Such a lush, gorgeous sound, isn't it? Top 20 hit in 1981. So for a point, the question was, singing with which group first got Randy Crawford noticed? Well, it was in 1979 when she was the guest vocalist on the Crusaders' success, Street Life. Did you get a point for that? In an interview, she was asked whether her beautiful singing voice runs in the family.
It is a quality that runs in my family. I think it comes from my mother's side more so than my father's side. She sings around the house all of the time, but not as a professional, of course. You never can tell where or when you'll be discovered. Just give it all you've got and keep on persevering. That's what I did.
And this is beautiful too in its own way, but what album does it come from?
Where will it lead us from here?
huge hit for the Rolling Stones in 1973, Angie went all the way to number one in America and was anchored firmly in the British top five. But what was the album that it first featured on? For a point, the answer is Goat's Head Soup. Love that name. Fantastic name. How are you doing on our special monthly quiz so far? We've got plenty more questions to come as we go upbeat now, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
All your vinyl memories.
Harlem, down on Broadway, you're no tramp, but you're no lady, talking that sweet talk.
and that was released by Odyssey in the winter of 1977. It took discos and the charts by storm, a top 20 hit in Britain. But who did the original version of Native New Yorker? He was a much bigger star than Odyssey, been around for almost 20 years by then. Do you need any more clues? It was Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons. Give yourself a point if you got that right. And for another point, who was the producer of this great track?
When we never had a dime, and our dreams seemed a million miles away. But we made it, baby, facing the bad times with a smile. Here we are, and we're growing stronger day by day.
Benson was in the UK top 10 in 1980 with Love Times Love, but who was the producer? It was none other than Quincy Jones. For a bonus point, what was the name of the album that Love Times Love came from? It was Give Me the Night, also a great name for a single, and it was a single. You're listening to our special monthly quiz edition of the Vinyl Countdown. This is Jonathan Charles, Eddie Grant, Billy Idol, and many more are on the way as we keep playing the records and asking questions.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. All your vinyl memories, Jonathan Charles.
Electric Avenue. Electric Avenue.
A song all about urban life in the Brixton area of London. Electric Avenue was a big hit in 1982 on both sides of the Atlantic for Eddie Grant. What was the name of the album that it came from? It was, and I love this album title, Killer on the Rampage. Hope you got a point for that. And for another point, what was the name of the band that Eddie Grant used to sing in? They had this hit. British number one in 1968 for the English band, which had Eddie Grant on lead vocals. The song was Baby Come Back. But for a point, what was the band's name? They were The Equals. Hopefully you're racking up the points here in our monthly vinyl quiz edition. How many have you got so far? The triple play is on the way. All the questions about a star who burned brightly in the mid-80s. All on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
1979.
Rockaroo straight out of Memphis. Liverpool, Johnny Rocks, out around the whole place. That's the way the rhythm comes down. Well, King Face King in a rainbow crown. Oh, King Rocker, a King Rocker. Rock, rock, rock. King Cow, King Cow. And what's on about his shit from the hip hop?
King Rocker, King Rocker, King Rocker, King Rocker.
Superman. Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your spicy wish? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
Was the Vinyl Countdown triple play, all the records linked to 80s star Billy Idol. Before he went solo, he was the vocalist of punk group Generation X, and first we heard their 1979 UK top 20 hit King Rocker. The first question is, where did the stage name Billy Idol come from? Then we had his solo song, White Wedding. It was 2 years after its release before it became a success, finally entering the UK top 10 in 1985. The question to go with that is, how are Billy Idol and Susie Sue linked? Finally, we had Rebel Yell. It wasn't a top 40 hit when it was first released in 1983, but a 1985 reissue peaked at number 6 in the charts. Where did he get the inspiration for the title Rebel Yell? So, three tracks, three questions, 3 points. The answers are, Billy Idol took his stage name from a school report where a chemistry teacher had written that he was Bone Idol. Billy Idol and Susie Sue are linked because they were both members of the Bromley contingent who took any opportunity to see the Sex Pistols play in 1976. And the inspiration for Rebel Yell came from a band of bourbon, of whiskey from America, after he saw members of the Rolling Stones drinking from a bottle at an event they were all at. Tough questions. Billy Idol was famous for his music videos, of course, and got a lot of play on MTV. In an interview in the 80s, he talked about why he always took control of the videos.
I'd be an idiot if I didn't control them, because this record company, people give you all this money, and usually artists always go and give it to some idiot to tell them what to do. I mean, right. How amazing. I wouldn't bother making a video if somebody told me what to do in it. I mean, I've written the song. I know what it means. Yeah, they ain't going to stick me in some sort of pretend taxi driver, you know, me in a playground like Toto or something, or some bird dance around the outside and it's got nothing to do with the song, you know? I don't know, there's loads of things like that, and I just think that the young people deserve a little bit more intelligence than that. So basically, I think they deserve that from the people who make the music.
Okay, on to our last question. What was this band's big hit, bigger than even this great song?
Lay down with the lions. Hey.
first single, English band The Straws Lay Down was in the top 20 in October 1972. But what was their massive number two hit a year later? All about the strikes then affecting Britain? It was part of the Union. So how many questions did you get right over the past hour? 13 points up for grabs today. You got half right. I think you were doing pretty well. That is it for this show. The quiz edition will be back next month. But see you next time with our regular show, when I'll be here with another box load of records. Bye for now.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.